Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Neil Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Haynes. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Haynes. And now, play ball. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive towards short. Walesa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up towards short. Walesa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Philly reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh bunts for an out with unknown description. Philly moves to third. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh fires to first and picks off Evers. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vico hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Wakefield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wakefield. Lupien moves to third. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift strikes out. One out. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes bunts for an out with unknown description. Philly moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers bunts for an out with unknown description. Mayo moves to third. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayo scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling strikes out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vico hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 2 in the game. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walesa for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0 for 1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 3 in the game. Lupien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Lupien moves to second. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Kell reaches second base with a double. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Bob Swift. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Vico moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw pinch runs for Fred Hutchinson. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neuhauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vico scores. Outlaw moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Neil Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-4 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berry is thrown out after the base hit. Outlaw scores. Neuhauser moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-3 in the game. Walesa hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground, foul, for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Cass Michaels pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.